This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, the college football world is swirling. What an incredible Saturday it was. And let's go to Champaign. Champaign, Illinois was hopping yesterday. Illinois with a win over Michigan 21-7. Missouri won over Auburn. All kinds of great stuff happening yesterday. But let's go to Illinois right now in the voice of the Illini, Brian Barnhart on KMOX. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning. What a time this is to be a member of the Fighting Illini broadcast team and of that program. Brett Bielema's got them going 21-7 over Michigan. And you could say that Michigan is down and you'd be correct. You could also say that Illinois is up and you would be absolutely correct. Those were two Big Ten heavyweights going at it, and the Illini came out victorious.
Well, they did, and you're right, Tom. And there was so much going on, of course, with the 100th anniversary of the almost to the day, plus one day of the Red Grange game back in 1924. They had a wonderful rededication ceremony on Friday. They had a gala with all the great Illini football players on Friday night. And then, of course, the game, the weather was terrific. And then the outcome was terrific. And just all that, it was eerie because it was the 77th ever sellout. Of course, that was Grange's number, 77th ever sellout at Memorial Stadium. It was the margin of victory was 14, 7 plus 7. I mean, there was like sevens everywhere. It was like Red Grange was running the show yesterday. And it was, you know, but this current Illinois team is a really good team, Tom. And I know, much like your Indiana Hoosiers, it's a pretty cool time right now.
It sure is. I just got word that College Game Day is going to be in Bloomington for the Indiana game on Saturday. Unbelievable. I'm just like, and I'm going to the game. So it's just, you know, I feel like I'm living, and I'm sure you feel this way too, like I'm in a dream and no one has tapped me on the shoulder yet to wake me up. I mean, this is exactly what you want. If you're a fan of a team that has been knocked around for years, and Illinois, while it has had good years, it's been frustrating, hasn't it, Brian?
It has, and you know this. I mean, it's been, you know, very high highs. We know a Sugar Bowl, a Rose Bowl, a couple of bowl games, and then, you know, 2-10 seasons. And, you know, just too much up and down. And that's the one thing Brett Bielema promised when he came. He said, look, I want to be consistent. We're going to be tough, dependable. We're not going to beat ourselves. And he's kind of built that team in his image where it's, you know, hey, Illinois doesn't beat themselves very often. And if there is adversity, they bounce back from it. You know, they had a really scary game last week against Purdue in the second half, one of the wilder games I've ever seen, where Purdue scored 40 points in the second half. They still managed to find a way to win. And then they were never really threatened by Michigan yesterday. I mean, Michigan had the more time of possession. Michigan had a couple of long drives, but the defense got the turnovers. You know, the kicking game, the punting was terrific with Hugh Robertson. It was very complimentary football that coaches talk about all the time. And that was no fluke yesterday. They played really, really well.
Tell me about Altmyer, and when you first laid eyes on him, when Illinois was able to get him, did you envision that this would be the offense that he would be signal calling?
Well, you know, you hoped it would, but, you know, he had not really played that much. You know, as you know, at Ole Miss, he was a backup. He had maybe started a game or two, but not really a regular part of their rotation. And then he struggled early here. He had the one game against Penn State early in the year where he threw four interceptions. But from that point on, he just kind of steadily got more comfortable with Barry Lunny's offense, the offensive coordinator. He settled in. He was playing really well at the end of the year, and then he got hurt. And then John Paddock came out of nowhere and threw for a stadium record 500 and some yards against, I think it was Indiana, in an overtime game last year, and then finished the season, and Luke never got back in. And then his second year under Barry Lunny, he just looks confident. You can feel that. The guys tell me in the huddle how confident how much confidence he exudes when he's out there. What has he got, 15 touchdowns and one interception? I can count on one hand, Tom, the bad decisions he's made this year, or maybe poor decisions or bad throws. There just haven't been any. Even when he's under pressure, he does the smart thing. Or if he runs it, he knows when to get down. He's just really – playing extremely well, and he's a big part of the reason why Illinois is 6-1 already.
They sure look like Brett Bielema's best teams. You know, they really do. At Wisconsin, one of those teams that could be so tough to move on the line. And I think that was a concern too, Brian, wasn't it? That you'd be able to replace, especially on the defensive line, what you lost last year?
Well, yeah, Johnny Newton, of course, went to the Washington Commanders. Keith Randolph had gone to the Bears. They were concerned, and Dennis Briggs comes in from Florida State. He's an older guy. I think he's 24, 25 years old and been around a while. And T. Rye Edwards is a guy that came in from Northwestern 3 years ago that not a lot of people talked about. And on two plays yesterday, he had a sack to end a Michigan drive, forced him a field goal, and then he blocked a kick in back-to-back plays. And so those guys are playing really well. I don't know if they fully replaced a guy like Johnny Newton, but they certainly have, as defensively, are tough. They've got several interceptions this year. They had a couple of fumble recoveries yesterday. And it's just playing well. And you know it takes all this, Tom, in the three facets of the game. You know, your special teams are solid. They've got really good kickers. You know, the defense is solid. It needed to be better against the run. It was against Michigan, a very good running team. And then the offense, two deep threats in Pat Bryan and Zachary Franklin. Hank Beatty's coming on as he's the Big Ten's leading punt returner. And so you're right. I think it resembles a lot of his teams that he had success with, especially at Wisconsin. And I think they can even be better. Now, they're going to get a test this week at probably, well, I don't know if they're already number one or not, but Oregon. That's the next game, and we'll see if they can build up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On what they did yesterday and go out there and try to steal one.
Yeah, I think it'll be announced at 1 o'clock that Oregon will be number one. What do you think you have to do to make that a competitive game? Just to hold on to the football, I would imagine. Time of possession is a big deal.
Right. Time of possession. Keep it out of Gabriel's hands. They've got an excellent running back. I mean, they're just a really good team to beat Ohio State. Now, they did struggle early. They had a couple of games where they didn't exactly blow somebody out. But then Boise State's got the potential, you know, Heisman Trophy winner too. So, we'll see. That I think the big thing is they just got to, you know, not turn the ball over, give themselves a chance. Because that was going to be the key yesterday. Three things was one was to be able to stop the run. B, I think they felt like going into the Michigan game, and this will probably be the same at Oregon, if they can run it for 150 yards, they're going to have a shot. And this was, I think, their best rushing game of the year. And then just not turn the ball over and give themselves a chance. And turnovers and a fake punt didn't hurt either yesterday in the win. They just have to kind of replicate basically what they did yesterday.
It just has to feel so satisfying to be an Illinois fan this morning that you toppled Michigan. And I know that for me as an Indiana fan, they're coming November 9th to Bloomington, and God willing, Indiana's in a position to get to the college football playoff at that point. But regardless, a chance to be, it's just the visual of Michigan that when they do it over and over and over again, it just feels so good to be able to do that. And for you to put the headset on, see the orange in the crowd, see that place packed to the gills, it's been a long time coming.
It really has. And for Illinois fans, of course, remember if you're old enough to go back to 83 when they won the Big Ten championship. We were at a table the other night with David Williams, who's a Hall of Fame receiver, and several guys on that team, of course, that led them to a Big Ten title. But think about this, Tom. In the 50s, Illinois beat Michigan seven times. Since 1959, they had beaten them six times total, and four of those were in Ann Arbor. So they only had two wins since the 1950s against Michigan in Champaign. So that tells you how special it is. And people will say, well, why did they? Because they stormed the field yesterday. People from the outside probably go, why would you were ranked higher than Michigan? Why would you storm the field? Well, you don't know because you're not an Illinois fan, because if you beat Michigan around here, that's a big deal. And I'm sure it'd be the same for Indiana. Indiana fans would feel the same way.
But, you bet.
But we've been tormented by Michigan for so long and come close on several occasions. And it just means more when you beat someone like Michigan.
Absolutely. It's not like there were a bunch of 50-year-olds running around on the field. Those are students, you know. I mean, let those students do what they want. Did you get your hand out? Did anyone get a hand on one of those leather helmets for you? That's a big collector's item, I'll bet.
I know. That'd be nice to have. We were discussing that. I don't know what they're charging for those. But, yeah, that was an unbelievable. All those helmets were hand-painted, sprayed, whatever. Each helmet done in a factory in Nebraska. Those uniforms were spectacular, as you know, and you've done some play-by-play. My biggest concern was, okay, can I read the numbers, you know, from up high? And I could. They were nice and white on those jerseys, but they look spectacular.
That is awesome. Before we go, we're going to hear from SLU coach Josh Schertz here in just a moment, but give me a rundown, if you would, in our final moments here of Brad Underwood's team, Illini basketball. I was a little surprised they weren't in the top 25, but I think they will be very quickly.
Oh, I think they will, and basically it's because you lost so much of your scoring from last year with, you know, Shannon and Damask and all those guys. This team, they've got an outstanding roster, really from literally all over the world. But you know, 10 of the 12 guys are new, and they've got a young man from Lithuania who scored, I think, 30 points in one of the Olympic games this last summer in Paris. They've got a young man named Will Riley who's projected to be a high NBA pick at some point. I think Brad, you know, deal, and seeing him in action as he typically is, you got to play defense for Brad Underwood if you're going to play, first of all. And, you know, he's not afraid to preach that early, even to these guys who are really talented. But, you know, Ty Rogers is back, and they've got so many guys. The big key is going to be how are those going to break down? You know, who's your point guard, and what kind of style of player are they going to have? And this team, I think for a lot of people not to have them ranked, that's okay. I mean, I don't think Brad's going to worry about that. There's just so many unknowns from the outside. But I think inside they know they've got potentially a pretty special team.
Got a couple of good coaches there, Brad Underwood and Brett Bielema, as Illinois beats Michigan 21-7. Congrats on the win, Brian Barnhart. Safe travels to Eugene as you take on the Ducks.
Yep, we're flying out there this week, a day early, so we'll get ready for Autzen Stadium. That should be fun.
It will be. Thanks, as always, for joining us on KMOX.
You're welcome, Tom. Keep up the good work. Thank
you. Too. Brian Barnhart, voice of the Illini. Quick break, come back, and Josh Schertz is with us from St. Louis University right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.